Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The transcendental personality of Godhead is indirectly associated with the three modes of material nature, namely passion, goodness and ignorance. And just for the material world's creation, maintenance and destruction, he accepts the three qualitative forms of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Of these three, all human beings can derive ultimate benefit from Vishnu, the form of the quality of goodness. Purport. That Lord Sri Krishna, by his plenary parts, should be rendered devotional service, as explained above, is confirmed by this statement. Lord Sri Krishna and all his plenary parts are Vishnu Tattva, or the Lordship of the Godhead. From Sri Krishna, the next manifestation is Baladev. From Baladev is Sankarsana. From Sankarsana is Narayana. From Narayana there is the second Sankarsana. And from this Sankarsana, the Vishnu Purusha avatars. The Vishnu, or the deity of the quality of goodness in the material world, is Purusha avatar, known as Kshirodakshay Vishnu or Paramatma. Brahma is the deity of Rajas, passion. Shiva is of ignorance. There are the three departmental heads of the three qualities of this material world. Creation is maintained by the goodness of Vishnu, and when it is required to be destroyed, Lord Shiva does by Tandava Nritya. The materialists and the foolish human beings worship Brahma and Shiva respectively, but the pure transcendentalists worship this form of goodness, Vishnu, in his various forms. Vishnu is manifested by his millions and billions of integrated forms and separated forms. The integrated forms are called Godhead, and the separated forms are called the living entities or the jivas. But both the jivas and Godhead have their original spiritual forms. Jivas are sometimes subjected to the control of material energy, but the Vishnu forms are always controllers of this energy. When Vishnu, the personality of Godhead, appears in the material world, he comes to deliver conditioned living beings who are under the material energy. Such living beings appear in the material world with the intentions of being lords, and thus they become entrapped by the three modes of nature. As such, the living entities have to change their manifest material coverings for undergoing different terms of imprisonment. The prison house of the material world is created by Brahma under the instruction of personality of Godhead, and at the conclusion of Kalpa, the whole thing is destroyed by Shiva. But as far as maintenance of this prison house is concerned, it is done by Vishnu, as much as the state prison house is maintained by the state. Anyone, therefore, who wishes to get out of this prison house of material existence, which is full of miseries like repetition of birth, death, disease and old age, must please Lord Vishnu for such liberation. Lord Vishnu is worshipped by devotional service only, and if anyone has to continue prison life in the material world, he may ask for relative facilities for temporary relief from the different demigods like Shiva, Brahma, Indra and Varuna. No demigod, however, can release the imprisoned living being from the conditioned life of material existence. This can be done only by Vishnu. Therefore, the ultimate benefit may be derived from Vishnu, the personality of Godhead. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam yena bhutale Swayam rupa kadamayam Dadati svapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Mitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vancha Kalpa Taru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So first of all, thank you for giving me a chance to serve here in Bhaktivedanta manner in various ways. And today I am speaking Bhagavatam class. This is said the highest of all literature, Puranamalam, purest of all things. And by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, Guru's mercy, we try to speak this, but without the blessings, it is not possible to even understand or speak on one word from this book. So please, seeking all of your blessings, and I'll try to share something. This is the second chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. And here Suta Goswami is speaking the answers to the six questions asked by the sages of Nameshwaranya. That's what the flow is. And in the questions asked by the sages, the six questions, many times we try to memorize but we keep forgetting those six questions. Myself also, and like kind of struggling always to memorize as it is. But those six questions are the basis on which Bhagavatam is spoken. So it is always good to go back to them again and again, how they're the spirit of asking those questions, excuse me, and answering those questions. So some of the questions they asked is what is the essence of all scriptures? There are so many scriptures. What is the main duty of human beings? What should be the goal of those duties? And who is Krishna, personality of Godhead? What are his incarnations? What are his pastimes? And how to achieve perfection? I think basically these are the questions that those are asked in the chapter. Sages ask those questions. And Suta Goswami is answering by glorifying his spiritual master, by appreciating the sages, by saying how these questions are best questions because they are connected to Krishna. Like what is the best for all human beings? It may appear to be a social question. But because the subsequent questions are connected to Krishna, these questions also get a connection to Krishna. Therefore this question also gain a lot of it is a nice and perfect question, because then how this social service can also be connected to Krishna. What is the best for the human beings? What is the essence of the scriptures? And he is basically answering by speaking how that there are so many duties we perform, but the main goal of duty is to please Krishna, please Hari. Samsiddhir Hari Toshanam. These all beautiful verses are coming in this chapter. And the goal of life is to, or goal of following dharma is not sense gratification, but to worship the Lord, or but to inquiry into the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. That is the conclusion of regarding duties. There are various dharmas we follow, but the objective of dharma is to tattva jigyasa. By following dharma, artha may come, but the artha is not meant for sense gratification. Dharma is performed not to obtain sense gratification through artha, but the real artha, or the meaning of life. Artha has two meanings. Artha is money, artha also means the meaning, the essence in the things, is to understand the Supreme Absolute Truth, tattva jikyasa. Jivasya tattva jikyasa. And then he expands that particular line and various verses keeps coming. So, a few years back, I was in Mayapur and I got a chance to associate with Sridhar Dharma Prabhu, and he very kindly offered me very few books by Suttapa Prabhu, you remember? That Gita in acronyms, all things Prabhuji written, very nice. I'm not a voracious reader, I'll always look for shortcuts, you know. Concise, everything is there. So I read his books and it gives me a lot of refreshment, nice flow, understanding. And there he speaks in second chapter that jivas have two dharmas. One is Sanatan, the other is Swarup, right? Swarup Dharma, Swadharma and Sanatan Dharma, thank you. Swadharma, Sanatan Dharma. And this verse is discussing about modes of material nature and how the Lord and His various incarnations takes care of these modes of material nature. Like Lord Vishnu is taking care of Sattva, Brahma is Rajogun, passion, and Lord Shiva is in charge of Tamogun. And there is Vishnu Tattva, there is Jiva Tattva. There is Sambhu Tattva in between. So Tattva Jigyasa basically discusses about all this Tattva. And the next verse in this chapter about all this Jivasa Tattva Jigyasa, what is that Tattva? Brahmaiti Paramatmet Bhagavanti Sabdete. That's the next verse. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yajnanam advayam brahmaiti paramatmiti bhagavanti sabdyate. Vadanti tat tattva vidas. Tattva vidas means one who knows the tattva. Krishna says tat vidhi pranipatana pariprasnam sevaya upadyakshandite jnanam jnaninam tattva darshinam. So tattva vid, tattva darshi, tattva, these words are very often in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. It begins with that concept, tattva. And it also, if you study Gita, many times it comes. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tattvata. Then one has to understand Krishna's pastimes and activities taking birth in tattva. Then if we understand it is in tattva, then there is no rebirth. Tattva deham punarjanma neiti mamaiti sorjan. There is no rebirth after hearing this. No rebirth means the problem of birth, death, old age, disease is over. That cycle is over. Usually we don't focus on these problems. You know, janma, murti, jara, vyadhi. So what is the tattva? Or what is tattva in itself? So there is various way to understand this word tattva. I was hearing one of my friend Shambhala Prabhu. He is an Ayurvedic doctor now. He treats patients in our Govardhaniko village nowadays. If you go and see him, he was an MBBS medical doctor, proper medical. Then later he became a Ayurvedic, and he was speaking to me about this tattva, and he said a very nice analogy. I'd like to share it here. He said, if there is a refrigerator in your home and it goes out of order, and you invite some mechanic to fix it, he comes, he takes out his manual, he looks, checks different points, somewhere there is some connection is not working. Okay. So he takes it out, he checks it is not working, then he finds out it is 5 ampere. Then he looks at his manual, that also says 5 ampere. So he searches his toolkits, finds a 5 ampere connection and put it on the refrigerator, it works. So he is fixing, he knows, but what he knows it based on information. His knowledge is restricted to information only. 5 ampere, 5 ampere, put it, it works. But after putting 5 ampere, if it doesn't work, then something more problem is there, he may not be able to fix it. Then he invites the engineer. The engineer is the one who wrote the manual, right? Because they designed it, so they wrote the manual. So they know better. So they are the platform of knowledge. In the sense, they know how exactly it works. Suppose everything is okay, refrigerator is not cooling. So why it is not cooling? Because the temperature outside is minus. So you are maintaining at 5 degrees, so it appears to be warm inside. It's not warm inside actually. So the engineer basically, they know the whole process of the compressor and everything, how it works. They designed it. So they know it better. They know it much better. They can say what going wrong, what going right, things like that. But then think of a person who thought that let me devise a machine which can keep things cold when it is hot outside. The person who conceives it, the idea of making a refrigerator, he just studies, all of us study thermodynamics, like, little bit in school, colleges, thermodynamics, laws of the heat. We all read. But how many of us think that let me devise something, this principle is wonderful, and I can have a machine which will make hot thing cold. So he is a tattvavadi. He understands tattva in very deep, deep way. And that makes him do wonderful thing in this world. Similarly, in spiritual life, spiritual world, there may be a lot of information. We are not the body, we are soul. The laws of karma, these are all laws, like law of thermodynamics, They act, they react, they give results. Positive, negative. So we may be knowing this as a part of information. But tattvavadis are those who know them in truth, in essence, in depth. And they can sometimes play around with these things. And such tattvavadis, tattvavids, the knower, seeker, seer of the truth, when we receive instructions from them, upadakshantite jnanam, about the knowledge, they give instructions, that will relieve us from all the ignorance. Therefore, to serve them, that vidhi, vidhi means the, what is the way to come out of this, janma murti jara vyadhi, the way is basically to approach such personalities and serve them, inquire from them, or inquiry, like I was reading the inquiry and inquiry, American and British. I didn't know that. So if you inquire into this whole thing from a spiritual master, serving with full respect to the things that they give, then by following their instructions we'll achieve knowledge. That tattva will be able to gradually reach there. So therefore the acharyas, like when you read Srila Prabhupada's book, his teachings, there has to be a lot of respect for everything he speaks. And when that respect attitude, pranipata, pariprasna, then inquiry should also be there. We should not just, like this all the time, not making any endeavor to understand what it is. Then following their instructions, we can come out of this whole thing because they are tattvadarshi. So tattva deham punarjanma, after knowing the tattva, then there is no rebirth. And we also hear this thing, janma murti jaravadi dukha dosha anudarshanam. Krishna says, anudarshanam means by following certain path, certain lifestyle, we should try to see how they're dangerous. Usually we don't see them as a problem. You know, janma, we forget about our birth, the pain that we have undergone in a small baby or kid, whatever, we forget. We don't think it's a problem because we have already gone through that and we have forgotten about it. We forget about it. That is also Krishna's mercy in one sense. He says, Matta Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha. Apohanam means all the miserable experiences Krishna makes us forget. That's his blessing in one way. So that we can live, we can look forward to instead of getting depressed. But then we have to see them. We should forget the pain and we may not be depressed, but we should see that it's a problem actually. Staying in the womb for 9 months and coming out is experience is a very, very pitiable situation. Similarly, we don't see diseases unless we are sick. We don't think it is a problem. Like I was telling Sridharma Prabhu the other day, like how my general experience, we don't take any health program seriously unless we are sick. Till the sickness, we just take life, okay, it's going on. But when there is sickness, then we have to do something about it. Generally, it is like that. And there's a second type of intelligence. One is hear and understand and apply. The second is go through, then apply. So we speak this, but then we also, when there is a pain in knee or pain back, then things, and then we start thinking about it seriously. So with death, we don't think about it at all. But the moment it comes, we know it's a problem. It is the biggest problem. For those who want to enjoy material life, it's the biggest problem. But they kind of ignore and keep it in the whole concept. They put it in a box. They put it somewhere that they can't access it at all. So it's there somewhere in the background. But that's not good. And that's not the way we should look into life. It's a problem, and we should prepare. We should prepare. It's like the winter is coming, snow is going to fall. There's a lot of preparation from the state. How to encounter, how to take care of it. So there we have to understand and we have to invest there. If we don't invest, then when it comes, we'll be very miserable. Anyway, so these four things is something that is kind of staring at us somewhere in the background. We don't look at them, we don't dare to look at them, but they are very much looking at us. These four things, they are staring at us. And they are not merciful. They need some small mistake, they will enter in our system and create havoc. But we have to see them. And if we don't see them, and if we don't try to understand tattva, then our performance of duties will always be faulty. The dharma that he is speaking about is basically tattva jigyasa. It will not be proper. So two types of dharma that Prabhuji spoke about, Sanatana dharma and Swadharma. Swadharma, yeah. What is Swadharma? I was trying to reflect on this word. Because when the jiva, it comes in contact in the material world, in these modes of material nature, sattva, rajas, tamas, from which only Lord Vishnu can liberate us. So the moment we associate with these modes, we acquire those modes in our life. There is a sloka Krishna says that karanam guna sangharsa sad asad yoni janmasu. Karanam guna sangharsa. What is the cause of us being here or acquiring dharmas? Is because of associating with the modes. Then once we associate the modes, then we get swadharma, we get typical nature. Everybody has a typical nature. No two individuals are same. Like no two snowflakes are also same. You know, they are all individual. We are all individual beings with typical individual nature. It can never match with each other. There will be some difference. Depending on our karma and our activities, we acquire nature, and you have to. Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulanand ki, Jai Ho. So when we get that nature, then it's kind of the nature taking over us. In the sense, it's like, I give this example. In my childhood, one of my neighbors, they had a nice dog. You know, name is Tiger. And dogs, you know, normally in India, the name is Tiger. Anyway, or they give some Western name also sometimes, so that they become more friendly with the dogs. And this dog, they keep tying all day long. And there is not much training to the dogs in India also. If they open, it may bite somebody. So they keep it tying. And in the evening time, my friend or his father would take the dog for a walk outside. And when he comes out, he's like so much of passion and freedom, the enthusiasm that the dog gets, you know, very enthusiastic. He starts pulling, you know, that thing. And instead of father taking the dog for a walk, the dog takes father for a walk. Literally, see, the dog is dragging, the father is following, chasing behind like this. Similarly, when we associate with nature, this material nature, the material nature takes us on a ride. We can't help. Deviyasya gunamai mama maya duratvaya. One, we cannot overcome this nature. We'll be always under the nature. Only when we can overcome, only by devotional service. Unless fully surrender to Krishna, understanding we can't, we're helpless, then Krishna will take us out of it. Otherwise, it's not possible at all. But the moment we decided and came in touch with this material nature, we are carried away. So the Lord Vishnu, when the Lord Vishnu is in charge of mode of goodness, he is actually in proximity. He is not actually in touch with the modes of matter. He is proximity. He says, I'm not touching the nature. Neither nature is touching me, Krishna says, in the material world. But others, Lord Shiva touch. Kshiram yatha dadivikara visesa yogat sanjayate naitata purthakas. Lord Shiva touch actually. But he is Sambhutattva. He is not like Jivatattva, who is in clutch of the Maya completely. Anyway, and the point is that because we touch the material nature, we acquire sattva, rajas, tamas. And then they take us on a kind of ride. But we have another dharma, that is Sanatana dharma, that is pertaining to the soul. This Swadharma, which comes in association with the modes of material nature, is the acquired dharma. Like we are kind of trapped there, and we have to follow. But we are spirit soul, and spirit soul is also never touches the. It is in the material nature, but it is not in also. It's like little complicated things. But that's how it is. That's like water and touches mud, it becomes muddy. It is muddy, but water is always pure. It is muddy water, but water, that H2O, is pure H2O even in the mud water. It is always pure. It is soul, it's pure. So we have a hankering. Why we have a natural attraction for Krishna? Because that's what we are. That is our constitutional. You know, Sanatana Dharma is constitutional. It's pertinent to our very self. And we can't stop it. But then what happens when you try to do Sanatana Dharma, the Swadharma may come in between. It's acquired nature. So the whole process of yoga is basically to dovetail these two things. So if that Swadharma can be a Sanatana Dharma itself, then it's become very easy. And then we can go towards Krishna in a very nice, balanced, coordinated way. Slowly, slowly, slowly entangling from rajas, from tamas, rajas to sattva, and from sattva to suddha sattva. That's the whole process of purification. And that is possible, it is again and again said, by performing pure devotional service or following the path of given by the acharyas. But hearing and chanting, by following Srila Prabhupada has given a very good design, very good lifestyle, which can actually dovetail our day-to-day activity into, like you want to eat. So if we offer the food, then even walking to the vegetable shop is also a devotional service. Because you're walking to vegetable shop to buy vegetables for whom? For Krishna. So that walking, buying vegetable is a devotional service. If you're working hard day and night, if the goal is to please Krishna, then every activity becomes an act of sacrifice. It's an act of sacrifice. Because it's for pleasure of the Lord, Vishnu. So therefore Krishna says, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you know things you do it for my pleasure. Gita. Again, Bhagavad says these things. Yat kuroshi dasnasi, yad joshi dhatiyas, tat kuru samadarpanam. So in this way, the swadharma should be somehow dovetailed. It has to be utilized in a way that it gets in line with our Sanatana Dharma. And that's why Lord Vishnu's role is very important in this world, because he is there in maintenance time. Brahma creation, Vishnu destruction, but in between is maintenance. When the creation, once somebody builds the house or a hospital, job is done. Hospital is there, equipments are there, you know. But what we need now, maintenance. You need a manager, you need doctors, you need nurses, sisters. All these people, they run, they maintain the hospital. So the people who run and maintain requires a boss, and that is Vishnu. So actually we who are living in the creation of Brahma has to totally depend on Vishnu all the time. And of course Lord Shiva is there as a role of so if we want to just do the swadharma, that enjoyment, performing some duties to get results and enjoy, then many people go to Brahma and Shiva. As demigods, they fulfill some desires. But if you want liberation while living here, then we have to come to Lord Vishnu. So in this way, we have to somehow bring these two activities together so that ultimately it is pleasing to Krishna, pleasing to Guru, and that will slowly, gradually, you know, push away all these symptoms of rajas and tamas. It will go away and come to mode of goodness. From God to goodness, we will come to Shuddha Sattva. That means totally pure. And that is liberation. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments?